Okay, so now let's review session 7 through 13. In session 7, we upgraded the sixth and seventh DNA strands, which are now operating from the quantum cosmic level. Every step was so precisely orchestrated that And we also reclaimed our sovereignty in the body. We began alchemizing our physical body, bringing harmony to our unified field as our entire being was upgraded. You know, that upgrade of reclaiming our sovereignty in the body was also a big energetic download. Because it's in that sovereignty from soul spirit that we are no longer limited by matter, by form, that we have the opportunity to change all previous misconceptions about matter, and that we cannot do anything about the way the twists and turns that our life takes. And this is totally incorrect, as you well know. So it was in reclaiming that sovereignty of your soul spirit over the body of matter. The eighth session. In this session, we energetically became unified with the entire community of the Council of 12. We filed in together and we took our seat in a section surrounded by every member of the council. We brought our primary color, sound codes into the body and the chakra system. Our primary color and sound were mandatory for the body's energy centers to come into a multidimensional state. This upgrade was imperative for the body to receive and alchemize the influence of the ever-increasing energetics that followed in the next session. Nothing could have been accomplished without that eighth dimensional light template. The eighth dimensional light template will continue to be a huge game changer. Here again, as members, working members of the community of the Council of 12, all of these upgrades, all of these energetic adjustments make us more fully members of the council, working members, because we represent the energetics of the human form and the consciousness that is bringing that form back into its original state as it was intended. In session 9, the Council of 12 brought the first through the fifth light packets into present time. The fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light packets began to emanate from the quantum cosmic field. Take a deep breath. These energetics that we are speaking about in this review are being upgraded at this very moment. We placed the sixth light packet in the ninth strand of DNA, and we incorporated the eighth dimensional light template into the ninth strand of DNA. It created a golden glow that was not present in the other strands of DNA. The eighth dimensional light template greatly influences all the light packets and continually upgrades the seed crystals and the pineal center through the constant sound codes that emanate from the light prisms. You activated your primary element and placed it in the Earth Star. These, again, were massive energetic sessions and bear your review more than once in the time of rest. In session 10, we welcome many master beings of light, and we downloaded the light codes that emanated from our central and spiritual sun during the opening of the 8-8 Lionsgate portal. These light codes are supercharged and the most powerful that we had received thus far. The portal opening provided the opening of a new passageway from Lyra to Sirius, and then to us by passing through Sirius to the Earth. The reopening of this passageway has been a long-awaited opening by the inner Earth communities. Milena continued session 10 review of the 8-8 portal and the blessings that were given at that time. 8 Syrian lions and lionesses were joined by 8 magnificent lions and lionesses from Lyra, as they have joined us today. The Syrian white lion or lioness you met at last year's conference stood before you, and she transmitted and activated the next iteration of the 8-8 template and the golden infinity symbol to the next octave. Next, a Lyran lion or lioness transmitted a very different set of frequencies and ancient codes, now held by the golden infinity symbol and template. The result of both transmissions are moving you into a new timeline and octave where every one of the frequencies you hold increases continually, exponentially. In the final segment of this session, the Syrian and the Lyran elders presented us with a gift of incredible, beautiful, ancient, and sacred blessings. These blessings were unprecedented. Take a deep breath and feel that in your body right now. Next, you upgraded your light body to the 7th dimension. This upgrade was a very significant event. One of the most noteworthy and important holographic upgrades you received was the 8th dimensional light and the 8th dimensional light template surrounding your 7th dimensional light body. The Sacred Heart Center of the 7th Dimensional Sacred Heart continually draws from the clear crystalline heart of the 8th Dimensional Light and Light Template. Now that your light body is a 7th Dimensional body of light, it begins to replicate and match the clear crystalline heart of the eighth dimensional light and light template in the unified field that surrounds your light body and your physical body. This was huge, energetic, that were given to us at that time. Session 11, we had an open discussion on the transition of John. We discussed the main points of session 7 through 10 and upgraded them to the present time. Next, Milena discussed John's gift to our group when he accessed his eighth dimensional field of light in his transition. He opened a pathway for all of us to follow when it is our turn to leave our physical body. And many of you will start to realize that your awareness of the presence of John in our meetings and in our sessions, and maybe even in your private time, is totally different than our perception of him in his physical body. You are beginning to see just who he is, like he sees you as the beautiful being of light that you are. In that session 11, we had an open discussion and a question and answer period. In session 12, we upgraded the 10th strand of DNA and placed it in the energetic field of our fifth dimensional body. We can now recover memory codes necessary for our continual evolvement and our state of consciousness while using a fifth dimensional body. One asset to that, even though we are using a fifth dimensional body, is that we have upgraded our light body to the seventh dimension. We have currently now have 10 strands of activated and upgraded DNA. Next, in this session, we learned that the master light packet operates at the quantum levels. We drew the imprint of the master light packet from the sacred heart center of our light body and placed it in the vortex of our soul star, where it began activating and functioning in fullness as it was originally intended. Take a deep breath. You can feel the massiveness of these energetics. Because we activated and upgraded all 7 light packets and wove them into the activated master packet, they are now transcendent and unequal packets of light. Huge asset to us in the coming time. Weaving the 10th DNA strand and the 7 quantum light packets into the master packet and placing them in a massive complex of our soul star and energetic resonance was established, bringing them into complete coherence with our original state of mastery. These significant activations and placements provided a major step forward on our ascension journey. Now that you have consciously placed and activated the master light packet in your soul star, a new gateway opens that provides deeper access to your soul's and your spirit's purity. In the past 2 years, ascending masters of light brought your consciousness access to your soul to levels not achievable since we fell below the eighth dimension. As the integration occurs, you will begin to truly embody your soul and experience yourself as the full essence of a soul walking around in a human body. Take a deep breath. And as you can see, session 12 was energetically potent and quite extensive. In session 13, we talked about the meaning of the Ark of the Covenant, and we upgraded the Ark of the Covenant and brought it into the present time. This arc is now a massive arc of light that creates a magnificent rainbow-colored arcing that extends throughout our energy field and sits in the apex of the fourth triad, facilitating our ability to use Zeon particles of thought more proficiently. The Ark of the Covenant holds the complete knowledge that you are never separate from the source of your being, and you are created in the not only in the image of that source, but you are created in the similitude of Prime Creator. This energetic means that you possess an exact replica of creative abilities and the mind to create from the vast Christos consciousness as the all that is. We now have access to the full use of 7 light packets and the Master Light Packet. This brings a coherent function to the DNA strands of the physical body. It alters how thought is thought and brings communication and an unequaled mastery through the voice of your spirit. Next, we activated the 11th strand of creative light that is part of your spirit. This strand was first thought to be a DNA strand of the body, but it is not part of the body. It is a part of your spirit, which is eternal. It brings a refinement of consciousness relating to your mastery. It also brings the actual similitude of your spirit with Prime Creator. This activation took place at a very basic level. It must be set and integrated during our quiet time so everyone is prepared to use it in the third and final segment of Ascending Masters of Light teaching series. And I might add, energetic upgrade series. Allow the basic energy to take hold in your field. do nothing with them at this time. Nothing is required. Allow them to be there. And if you will do this, all will unfold much easier for you to receive them. Melita then led us in an energetic declaration. The full council requested that we, as human members of this council, create, participate, and facilitate a process in service to all of humanity. This is the first time they have set a parameter in play for a service project. They emphatically stated and wanted everyone to understand that we are not to interject or attempt to affect the planet itself in any way. From the wisdom of your brilliant soul, you brought into your highest possible frequencies of clear communication, understanding, and cooperation. These frequencies are designed to hold and radiate refined multi-level frequencies and codes of the element of love. We focused on a revolving holograph of Earth, where there are currently over 8 billion souls incarnated in human form on our planet. As the Earth spins slowly before you, pinpoints of light ignite everywhere across the planet. We connected the light into each one of the 8 billion souls, and we watched as each soul received exactly what they could hold. As Melaine and I have said a few times in this discourse of review, I don't think we realize that everything was a coherent step in our evolution. The more we review these activations, the more we can embody those energetics at the upgraded level. It's not about knowing the concepts. It's about experiencing these massive energetics. And then we will know and be able to understand them fully. As you can see, as you can feel, as Melaine and I have presented these reviews, that these energetics are upgrading. And you feel that upgrade as we speak the different upgrades that have taken place energetically. For we are meeting as a collective consciousness.